Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio Weekly Arts Interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. I'm speaking by telephone with cellist Amit Pellad. He's returning to Montana for some performances in support of the Glacier Symphony and will be performing one concert only Thursday, June 30th, 7:30 p.m. at the O'Shaughnessy Center in Whitefish, performing along with pianist Christopher Hahn. And it must be wonderful for you to return to Montana. I know it's something that you've performed in Montana a number of times and are well-loved here and certainly love coming back to Montana.
Yeah, well, I first of all love it. It's a selfish thing. I love Montana. I love coming back. And it's wonderful to also see the reaction in every city that I play and also the friends that I've made through the years in Montana. And this time it's especially unique for me because I can come with my family and spend a whole week in Whitefish and share with them what I've experienced in Montana before. The beauty, of course, the nature, but it's really the people that I love seeing there every time I come for a visit. Yeah, it's a wonderful thing for us as a family to go together and to spend a whole week there.
Wonderful. And I know you've performed with a number of the symphony orchestras and the string orchestra of the Rockies. You've certainly been in Montana a number of times in different settings as well. This will be an opportunity for you to do more of a recital setting.
Yeah, this is something I haven't done so much before. I have played with Christopher Hahn, who's a piano professor in Missoula. We have played a sort of a tour through Montana for cello and piano, but this will be the first time in Whitefish that we do it. But normally when I come to Montana is to play with the orchestras, either Bozeman or Great Fall or Missoula. So this is really a unique opportunity to play in a sort of an intimate setup and, of course, to present the Casals cello in a way that I think is better than when you play with an orchestra where it's a big hall and a big sound. And it may be harder to get to know that the special sound of that instrument, as well as in a recital.
Well, that's a wonderful thing. I'd love to have you talk a little bit about. You are performing and touring with that wonderful instrument from 1733. Talk about that.
Yeah, in the past 3 years, I've been honored, privileged to play on the Casals cello, the cello that Pablo Casals bought himself in 1913. And played on for the entire time of his career until 1973, until he passed away. And all the recordings we know of him, especially the legendary Bach recording and the Dvořák Concerto, Brahms sonatas, which one of them I will play with Christoph, they were all made on this cello. And for me to be able to play on it and to share it with people again in many cities and places around the world that he played on the same cello is very special. Feeling. So I met the widow of Pablo Casals, Marta Casals Istomin, a few years ago. I played for her an audition and ended up with a cello in my hands. And I'm happy to bring it for the first time to Whitefish. I haven't been there with a cello. I've been in Missoula with a cello and collaborated with a string orchestra. And that was very special to bring that cello after so many years of playing with them to come with this special instrument. Everybody in the orchestra heard that cello in different recordings, especially the cellists. And to bring it and to witness their excitement of hearing that instrument and playing with this instrument was really unique.
Can you say just a little bit more, as a musician, what it's like? I would love to have you describe the experience of performing on an instrument that both has this amazing connection, going back centuries, of course, but also to another amazing cellist.
Well, it was the cellist of, how we like to say, the grandfather of all cellists. So we all grew up, all the cellists after Casals grew up on his recordings at some point of their life. For me personally, it was the early stage of my development. Growing up in a kibbutz in Israel, in a small community, I got a tape cassette from my parents when I started playing, and that tape cassette was with Pablo Casals playing short pieces, many of which I will perform on the 30th. So that was, for me, the way to fall in love with cello, with the sound of a cello, and then to close this circle and to have this instrument in my hands and to try to express and to find my own voice through it is more than I could ever dreamed of. So it's just a dream come true. But at the same time, I must say that, of course, the first stage was, can I sound like Casals? But then you realize you're not supposed to. what you're supposed to do is to find your own voice. And the beauty of those instruments, those great old Italian instruments, that they allow you to become yourself. If you learn how not to disturb them, they will become yours and they will become your voice. So I'm not expecting people to say, oh, it reminds me of the sound of Kazalf, even though people do. But I do expect them to say that they really felt that I was maybe singing while I was playing, because that's what I'm trying to do. And I think that I feel that those kind of rare instruments, they allow you to do that. So that's what's so special about it. When Marta Kazals decided to lend me the cello, I think her intention was for me to keep developing with it as an artist, which is what's happening, and also for me to be able to share this history and story of the legacy of Pablo Casals with the people. So there are two sides to it. And now, after a little bit more than two years of playing this cello, I feel that finally those two are coexisting together.
I'm speaking with cellist Amit Pellid. He'll be performing one concert only Thursday, June 30th, 7:30 p.m. at the O'Shaughnessy Center in Whitefish, a benefit for the Glacier Symphony and Chorale. Information at gscmusic.org. We have just a minute or so left. Would you like to tease us with a few things that you'll perform on the program?
Yeah, so the program is also based on the legacy of Pablo Casals. We went back and tried to take out from the cupboard old programs that Pablo Casals used to play. And I found that all of them had a mutual theme. And the theme was that classical music should not be sort of a burden on the public. So the way he constructed his programs were a little bit like a good meal. There was an aperitif, a main course, and then desserts. Instead of what I believe what we do today, which is a big mistake, which we share with the public three big courses rather than this kind of aperitif, main course, and desserts. And musically, what it means is that you start with a sort of a short piece just to warm up the public, to warm up yourself, to warm up the instrument. Then you play a major piece, a main course, and then you just share a different kind of dessert. So what we're going to do is we will start with the Kol Nidre, which is a piece that's very close to me, and it's just about 10 minutes, a piece by Bruch, and it's sort of sharing with the public how I found my voice, my heritage with this cello. And then we'll play the main course, will be the Rococo Variations, which is really a concerto that one plays with orchestra. But we found out also that Casals and his peers, Yasha Heifetz and Kreisler and all those people from that generation, they used to play concertos with piano all the time on a regular basis. I found a program that he did the entire Dvořák concerto with piano, which is our biggest concerto. So we decided for the main course to share a concerto with piano, which will bring a different side of the concerto to the public, a side of more intimacy rather than showy. And that will be the main course. And then we'll move on to some desserts. We'll do one movement from a Brahms sonata, which is another custom that they used to do. Nobody said you have to play a whole sonata, which we do today. So we'll do the first movement, which I think is the best movement of that sonata. And we'll play some Hungarian Rhapsody by Popper, which is a beautiful Hungarian dessert. And, of course, there will be some Bach, because nothing is more associated to this instrument and to Casals than Bach. So I will play just a prelude from one of the suites. And then, as a surprise, I'm going to leave it as a surprise, we'll have some nice encore, sort of in the dessert section.
It sounds like a delicious evening of music. Yeah. Thursday, June 30th, 7:30 p.m. at the O'Shaughnessy Center in Whitefish. Pianist Christopher Hahn will be joining cellist Amit Pellid, performing at the O'Shaughnessy Center for that evening. It's a benefit for the Glacier Symphony. Information online at gscmusic.org. Amit Pellid, very nice to speak with you once again. Thank you.
Thank you so much.